The wonderful song of Dayenu. Kama ma'alot tovot lamakom aleinu. We're going to mention some of the wonderful favors that the Makom Hashem, the Omnipresent, has done upon us. And now we start the song. You're all invited to join. You guys should be reading the Haggadah with me. Ilu ilu otziyanu otziyanu mimitzrayim velo asavaim shvatim dayenu. Ilu asavaim shvatim velo asavelo eyem dayenu. Ay 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 day dayenu day dayenu day dayenu 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 dayenu. So what did we just sing? What did we just say? What we did was we just broke it down into, there are so many components that would be enough to spend the night celebrating. You could tell your wife, thank you for the meal. You could tell your wife, thank you for going out and buying the potatoes. Thank you for washing them. Thank you for peeling them. Thank you for cooking them. Thank you for refrigerating them and reheating them. Thank you for going out and buying the meat. Thank you for skinning it. Thank you for cooking it. Thank you for adding all the spices and then buying the spices we needed. If you break down all the components and say thank you, you yourself will have a greater appreciation. What we're saying in the Dayenu is, any one of these components would be enough to say thank you. It's not it would be enough and I don't need any more than that. Of course, if if we would just have the Egyptians punished and not saved us and brought us into Israel, then the story wasn't finished. We'd still be in trouble. But it would still be enough to say thank you. The idea here, Dayenu, is it would be enough to take time out of our lives to stop this night and say thank you. Every component here was huge. Yes?
Oh, you answered
me. How much more so? Do we have to be grateful and thank again and again for what the Omnipresent did for us? What's the Anamim time? Took us out of Egypt. He could have taken us out of Egypt and left them okay. But no, Hashem says, I'm going to punish them for what they did to you. You know what? It feels better. Someone did something to you. It feels better to know they got punished. Not only I got out. Asav Elohim destroyed their gods. I mean, they slaughtered Jewish children to their gods. They believed Pharaoh was a deity. They slaughtered 300 children a day to him. So it felt good to know that Hashem destroyed all the Egyptian gods. Haragit Bechorehem, their firstborn, was also an Egyptian deity. They were also killed. They were the leaders of Egypt. Natananut Mamonam. Not only Hashem put them down, He gave us their money. Here Hashem shows, I've been paying attention, and I'm going to take good care of you. Now I leave Egypt and I feel better. I know that as much as we suffered, Hashem says, I'm giving you something. Karalanu etayam, Hashem made a miracle and said, there will be no room for people to question whether I did this. I'll split the sea for you. Everyone will see it split for you, it drowned them. There's very clear prophetic understanding at that moment that Hashem's running the show here. Hashem makes the land dry as we go through it. Hashem sinks our enemies in it. For 40 years, you get heaven food every day. 40 years, that's a pretty extraordinary thing. To my mind, it's greater than the whole Exodus. 40 years in the desert is a greater miracle to my feeble mind than all the 10 plagues put together and the Exodus. 40 years, wherever we travel, God send food comes down 6 days a week and doesn't come down on Shabbat, and a double portion comes down on Friday. To my feeble mind, that's a greater miracle than everything else we read. Hechilanu taman, that miracle food, man. Natananu ta Shabbat, Hashem gave us this amazing gift called Shabbos. Find someone else who can rest the way we rest. Find someone else who can have Shabbos. I think Shabbos has brought more people close to Judaism than anything else. Shabbat. Wait a second, can't we all have vacation? I don't understand. All the nations have days off, they have holidays, and the nations even tried to replicate the Shabbos. Go look at every nation. They all try to replicate it one day. This one makes it Sunday, that one makes it Friday. They go to mosque, they pray 5 times a day, we only pray 3 times a day. They're all trying to replicate it somehow. But no, Shabbos is different. Hashem gave us a gift. Kirvanu Livnei Har Sinai, Hashem brought us close to Sinai. Hashem allowed us to get unity. That's a hard thing for the Jewish people. Everyone has something to say. Why shouldn't it be my way? Why should it be your way, etc.? Ah, Hashem allows us to get unity by Sinai. Natananu ta Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah. That's a mind-boggling thing. Hashem says, I'm going to tell you how to lead your lives. That's a tremendous step beyond the Exodus from Egypt is I'm going to get involved and take care of you. Now Hashem says, I'm going to give you a system of how to live your life down there. Hashem, you care? It matters to you? And you're going to give me the perfect formula? It defies human logic, the idea of giving us a Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. He gave us a special land. Gave us a temple, a place to connect with Him. The idea that we can wipe away our transgressions. That's mind-boggling. Now at this point of the Agada, we are at the conclusion of Magid, which happens to be the bare minimum. If you only say this, let's say you're a doctor. You got a half hour to do the Seder. Your Seder starts here. There are 3 components. They're your bare minimum. If you're not going to be able to say anything else, at least say this. Rabbi Feinstein, at this point of the Seder, would call his wife and daughters to the table and say, at this point, you should say every word with us. We have to understand this is the minimum of the Seder. So obviously we discussed, you should mention our history, how we started in a dismal state and we got better, etc. The bare minimum of what you have to say is what we're about to say now. We refill our cups, okay? Could you pass me the grape juice? I'll refill a lot of people's cups, and someone will refill mine. Jeremiah, your cup's been refilled or not yet? You took out some drops. I see it on your plate. Has it been refilled yet?
No.
No, let's refill your cup. Okay, what about yours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah, sure, in a minute. Can I fill it all the way?
Sure.
Bon appetit.
All right.
Yes, Benny.
Halachically, isn't the wine pagum?
Once you refill it, it is. Adding more makes it not pagum. Whoops, I'm not so good at this. Okay, who wants to refill mine? Tada! You guys have grape juice there. Fill one another's cups. He got his refill. Tada!
No, thank you.
Thank you. We're good.